turn to Kuf Simon Kuf Samaches Sif Vov. Okay, so Pas Haba Bekisnen. So we started to discuss this a little bit last week. This is a very important category. It applies to an awful lot of different foods, baked goods, as we'll see. And what's very important about the definition here is that the word pas is included in the definition. It's pas haba bekisnen. So what does that tell you right away? This is pas. This is pas. But there's something missing. There's something missing in the pas here that changes the halachas. So Sif Vav is going to tell us the overall halachos with reference to pas haba bekisnen. And then Sif Zion is going to give us the definitions of pas haba bekisnen. So first we learn the overall halachos. Mevarech al of bari mina mezonos, v'la'achar of bracha achas mi'ein shalosh. Okay, in a regular pas haba bekisnen, you make a bari mina mezonos and a alamichya. V'im ochal mimena shiur sh'acherim regilim likpoa olav. Now, if you eat a quantity of this possible bekisnin, and you kovei a suda on it, and the definition here of the kriya suda, according to the Mechaber, is not what you might consider kriya suda, but what the average person would consider kriya suda. And obviously, this is a long discussion as well, exactly what that means. But if you do that, and as you eat a required quantity, then the din changes. Afal pi shehu lo sava mimeno. So let's say he ate what other people would consider satiating would be kaviya suta, even though he himself is not satisfied, satiated, still the din is mevarech alav hamotzi ubrikas hamazon. So instead of bari min mezonos and alamichya, you're treating this like pas. So what do you think, what did the kaviya suta do? What does the kaviya suta do? Obviously, whatever it is that's missing in pas haba bekisnen, in order for us to treat it like regular pas, and we'll have to see what it is that's missing. Okay. When you kovei a suda, you remove that obstacle, and the kriya suda brings it to a din of regular pas, hamotzi and brikas hamazon. And again, we get to the definitions. We'll try to zero in on exactly what the difference is between pas haba bekisnen, when it's eaten regularly, and regular pas.
Is that changing the essence of what you're eating by being kovei a suda?
You have to
make a motzi. Making it into bread?
Well, in order to answer that, we have to understand what's lacking in pas haba bekisnen. Maybe pas haba bekisnen, in fact, is lechem, is pas. Okay? So in other words, nothing is changing. What the reason we only make a mezonos on it in the normal circumstances, when I don't eat a large quantity of kriya suda, is because the way I eat it is not the normal way of eating bread. It doesn't accomplish what bread normally should accomplish. So nothing changes in the heftza, in the item. Okay, what kriya suda does is it changes the way I'm eating it. So we've gone already here 60% of the way. So
I just want to mention, it's important that when you read the sif, these three words, shacherim regilim litboa, okay?
Olav, yeah.
So olav, and that is a variable, depending on what time it is. That's why. Just to jump ahead, when Rav Moshe made his initial psak, okay?
With reference to what?
With reference to pas haba bekisnen with pizza.
Okay,
the metzius didn't change. What changed is how people ate it.
Okay, I don't even know if we'll get to that. That's going to be either.
But isn't that
that'll be next week. That'll be next week's shiur. We're not up to there. We'll have to see. We have to see. We're not up to that. Okay.
I just have a question in terminology. Yeah. Why doesn't the Mechaber use the word lechem? Why does he use the word pas?
We said in one of the earlier shiurim, lechem. Remember, you have dinim of challah.
Yeah.
So for example, the psukim by Ereshis Arisa Sechem be'ochlechem me'lechem ha'aretz. So lechem is what's required for challah. Lechem is what's required for Pesach, for example, for matzah. But for hamotzi, you have the lashon of pas. Something is pas when you make a hamotzi on it. So lechem is something you might be chayav and challah on, but it's not considered pas. So there is a difference between lechem and pas. Again, lechem is definitely what's required by challah. For hamotzi, you require pas. Now here, and as we describe, that's a machlokas, but pas includes not only ingredients, but it also takes into account process, right? Baking, cooking, or whatever else. And it also takes into account tzuras pas, the torisa de nahama. That's pas.
So why do we make the bracha with lechem?
Okay, that's a good question. We didn't learn at Gemara. Why do we say hamotzi instead of motzi? I'll tell you what I think the answer is, because that's in the Torah, you never find pas. What do you find in the Torah? In the Torah, you find lechem. Both the psukim min b'chukosai, v'afu eser nashim es lachmechem b'tanur echad, and as we just said, by Yireshis Arisosechem, tarimu lechem also. So lechem is a lashon Torah. And we'll see when you, in fact, there's a sugya about the lashon of motzi or hamotzi, and they pattern it after the lashon in the psukim. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the answer why lechem is used in that pas. Okay. All right. Let's go to now to Siv Zion. What is possible with Kisnin? And with that, I think we'll be able to understand what's lacking in this possible with Kisnin that we don't treat it like regular pas. So Zion. So we already did this very briefly at the end of last week's shiur. Pas habobi kisnin. There's a three-way machlokes, and the mechaber brings in all three shitos. Yesh mefarshim pas she'asui kamin kisnin, like pockets, and that's what you know. So etymologically, that's the lashon bikisnin from kis. Shememalin osam dvash o sukar ve'egozim ushkedim ve'tavlim. Okay, Vehemanikroim, Rishkolush, Rilachshvush, whatever that is. But again, for us, I think the easiest thing to picture is an apple pie. An apple pie is, you got pie filling. And what's around the filling? It's dough. Around the filling is dough. So according to one shita, that is possible bikisnin. So let's take that for an example. If that's possible bikisnin, what's the difference between eating an apple pie or eating a rye bread? The manner of eating. Why do I eat the rye bread? What's my goal in eating the rye bread? Suda. What does suda mean? When I'm eating a suda, I'm eating for what?
To
be saveya. Lirei avon. I'm eating to satisfy my hunger and to fill myself up. Okay? That's exactly correct. It's suda. So when I eat a rye bread, that's why it's treated. I make hamotzi. Even if I eat a crumb, I have to make a hamotzi, right? If I eat a kezias, I have to bench, berkas hamazon. And an apple pie, why do I eat an apple pie? Or how do I eat an apple pie? And why do I eat an apple pie?
It's a dessert, to finish.
Dessert.
The meal.
What? How do you say dessert in modern Hebrew? Nah, that's what they probably teach you in Camp Masada or in the schools here. Nobody in a restaurant, nobody will ever, waitress will never come over and ask Manachrona. What will they always ask? Kinuach, right? Kinuach, to wash it down. You know, something sweet to deal with the taste buds, okay? So dessert is not eaten literally often. It's usually sweets, okay? And that's the way an apple pie is usually eaten, or those kinds of things. It's eaten lekinuach, and that's the word used also in the poskim, lekinuach. All right? So you see, so Mari, coming back to your question, pas habor bekisnin, this apple pie is a blila ova, right? It's a dough, and it goes into an oven. What do you want from me? This is a pas, going to everybody. So what is lacking here? What's lacking here in order for us to treat it like pot is the fillings that we put in. The fillings we put in make this into an apple pie, makes it into a dessert, something that's eaten likinuach. And if it's eaten likinuach, why does that undermine the requirement for hamotzi lechem in haaretz? Because what do you need for hamotzi lechem in haaretz? Suda, sviya. How do we know you need suda for hamotzi lechem in haaretz? Why would they kovei a special bracha in the Mishnah on lechem as opposed to other pri hadama? Should make a bar pri hadama on lechem. It grows from the ground. Okay, so why would they kovei a separate bracha of hamotzi? Mito chashivuso. And what was the chashivus? What's the chashivus? Lechem levav enosh yisod. When I eat the whole chashivus of lechem is when I eat it l'reyavon, and that equals hamotzi. Lechem l'reyavon equals hamotzi. Lechem levav enosh yisod. If I'm eating it l'kenuach, I'm eating it for dessert, or I'm snacking on it, right? I just have a cup of coffee and a little piece of pie. That's not lechem levav enosh yisod. That's pasabo b'kisnan. Okay? So really it's pas, but the way I eat it and the purpose of my eating it is what's different. So now we understand the general halacha. If I'm koveya suda, okay? Look, if I'm out on a hike and all I have is 5 packs of apple pie in my knapsack, right? And I sit down and this is my meal. I'm koveya suda. Why did I eat that apple pie? Did I eat it l'kinuach? Or did I eat it l'reyavon? You ate it l'reyavon. Ah, you ate it l'reyavon. What was lacking in pasabo b'kisnan I just removed. Now it's like sitting down and reading a rye bread. Okay? So conceptually, I think it's very logical. Exactly what's missing in pasabo b'kisnan and why it changes is if I'm koveya suda. Koveya suda. Yes. No. We'll
I'm talking about when you
koveya suda.
Because I go for a hiking, where I take a pie instead of a sandwich.
Right.
And I'm going to take out a piece of it to eat from it. Instead of a sandwich, I'm going to eat a piece of pie.
So in other words, if I have a rye bread in my knapsack, I take a little piece, I have to make a hamotzi. But what if I take a little piece of the apple pie?
No, I eat the whole slice.
I think my question is better than yours. If I take a little piece of the apple pie, the same size that I would take from the rye bread, would I still make a motzi or not? So we'll have to see. We just started to learn.
How about even further? You don't like apple pie. You don't like blueberry pie. So you scrape out the apple and you only eat the dough. What would you make then? You took a little bit.
So then don't ask about the little bit. First, ask the general
Did
question.
Did you know that beforehand what you were going to do?
Before baking it, you mean?
No. You knew that you were going to take out the filling and eat just the dough. Did you know that beforehand?
My friend bought the pie.
Yeah.
He thought I liked apple. I don't like blueberry.
But did you know now when you opened it up, did you want to eat? You knew that you were going to pull out the filling?
So look, it's a good question. And the Nosei Kalim.
Good book.
The Nosei Kalim talk about it. So the point is, when this went into the tanur, right, went in as raw dough. And by the way, that's the assumption. It went in as raw dough, so it became lechem. The afia took place together with the filling, and that makes it possible of a kismet. So even if I would scrape it out, I still would treat the dough as possible of a kismet. But we have a separate issue, and we're jumping a little bit here, that I told you, and I'm surely not a maven in this, I think the pie crust, that dough is also already a different dough than, let's say, than a regular
margarine.
Right, it's already a different kind of a dough. So take another instead of a pie, let's try to think of something. No, but kokosh doesn't have a filling. Kokosh will be
the filling, chocolate filling in it.
Okay, with the filling.
The kokosh is the chocolate filling with the regular challah.
There you go. Okay, so real kokosh, as Artur explained last week, they use the challah But the challah was baked already?
No, no, together. No. They bake it with the roll. No, no.
No, so raw. They took
raw,
some
the
of the raw.
The dough, the
okay.
Dough and roll it with
right. So there
same
you
case.
See.
What? Same case that we have now.
Correct. But except there's one difference.
No,
so but
it's not the same difference.
It's a different dough.
Different
no, no. They're both a blila ava. But the pie crust could be a flaky.
Yeah,
could be flaky. This is the same
no,
dough that they use for the challah.
Grease,
we'll see. There might be differences. Okay.
Calzone.
Okay. Calzone is a good example. Very good example too.
And the challah has only water and everything.
Right. Okay. We have to learn some more though in order to address all of these things. Second definition. V'yesh omrim. Shehi Esau, she'erav bo dvash, o shemen, o chalav, o minei tavlim, v'afar. So here, there's no filling. It's not a filling. But when you take the dough, you take the Esau, and now you're being lush, you're kneading the dough, and you're mixing the dough even, but you mix in addition, there always has to be a liquid component, right? In addition to the water that there might be there, you have honey, or oil, or milk, or other kinds of spices. And that's in the dough. For afar, and then you baked it. Now, there's a side machlokas here. It's a very important machlokas. How much of this non-mayim has to be in there for this to become pasul b'kisnan? So the Mechaber tells us what his opinion is, which we don't paskin like. He says, "V'hu sheyiyeh tam tarovis hamei peros, o hatavlim nikar ba'isa." All that the mechaber requires, it could be 10% of the liquid component. It could be 90% water, and 10%, you know, I don't know, dvash maybe is very strong. Could be a very strong tasting dvash, and maybe it's nikar if you only have 10% dvash or 40 taste wise. Nikar means taste wise, right? tam tarovis. So you might even be able to taste it with 10% or with 40%, okay? According to the Mechaber, that makes it possible for kismin, all right? So, for example, a lot of the challahs that we, you know, sometimes that we make, egg challahs, or, you know, they put other things in, according to the Mechaber, that could be possible for kismin. So I heard, you know, we have more and more Sfaradim amongst us, but Taka, a cousin of mine who has a son-in-law who's a Sfaradi, so they paskin like the Mechaber. So they, you know, the Chachilim, they don't want to use possible bekistin for Lechem Mishnah. So a lot of times, some of the challahs that we have, according to the Mechaber, will be possible bekistin, right? Because it might be just 10%, again, dvash, or what are the other things we put in the challah sometimes?
Eggs, a lot of
eggs obviously.
Raisins,
is, you know, it's, well...
Sugar.
Awful lot of sugar also. But the raisins are like embedded in there. I don't know if there's that much of it. You're right,
it's
the tam is nicker.
No,
it's baked with it. You're right. You're right, according to the Mechaber, if you got one of these
make it sweet also.
One of these real sweet raisin challahs could be possible to kiss.
Right.
So
what about the term of, like, we have like matzah, like matzah shira? Are these things that we eat here make it
lechem ashira? Matzah ashira is possible
bekisnan. That's exactly.
Okay? And it's lechem gomor. The
good.
Only reason that you can't use it on Pesach is not because it's not lechem. Because of lechem oni. And this is matzah ashira. But matzah ashira, as far as the halachas of Birchas Hananin, is possible bekisnan. It's this case. Matzah ashira is what we just did now. Okay? Okay, how do we paskin? So the Ramah says, V'yeh shomrim, shezeh nikra pas gomor. What's zeh referred to, according to the Ramah? That this is called pas gomor. So, if you look down in Lamed Aleph, you see there's a Lamed Aleph there, that's in the Mishnah Brura. In the Mishnah Brura, you look at what's called Sif Katan, Lamed Aleph, right? So the Mishnah says shezeh nikra, because by the way, what could it be? The Mechaber brought two cases of possible bekisnin, and now the Ramah says zeh. This is called pasgomer. He disagrees with the Mechaber. So it could be that the Ramah is referring to both cases, even though he wouldn't use a singular zeh maybe, or he's referring just to one of the two cases, the last one. So the Mishnah Brura clarifies it for us. So sif katan lamed aleph. Hainu, Hecha de Erev Boba Halisha, Rak Ma'at Dvash V'cholov. In other words, he's referring to the immediate prior case that we just did. Only there is the Ramah Cholik. So there, if it's the Ramah, if it's the Mechaber's case of just a little bit of Dvash and Cholov, Einu Batel Shem Pas, Machmas Shenirgash Hatam. So the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber and says, you have 10% honey, even though you taste the honey, that's not enough to make it possible to kiss them. And what is it according to the Ramah? It's pas gomer. So that's why for us, you have a few raisins in the challah, even the egg challah, right? And as I mentioned, you can't have a lot of eggs in the egg challah; it won't rise properly.
That's correct. But so, you taste it, but you do taste it.
So according to Ramah,
it doesn't dry out so fast.
According to Ramah, that's pas gomer. Okay, and that's why for us, we have no problem using that. The chatchila for lecha mishnah and so on.
Well, what,
okay?
What would he say about on Pesach? If there's a small amount of.
That's a question of matzah shira. You mean the definition of matzah shira?
Is it still ashira? If it only
that's a different
rak ma'at.
Yeah, so that's a different question. You, if you remember the machlokas there with the Rambam, what which ingredients make it matzah shira? Off the top of my head, I'm trying. But the Rambam only has, in other words, eggs. Right. See, eggs according to the Rambam does not make it matzah shira. Does not make it matzah shira, if I remember correctly. Right.
Right.
And the grapes. So the grapes does. So some people, to be yotze, even the Rambam, like last year, Erev Pesach Shkol Yos B'Shabbos, when one of the viable options is to use matzah shira, possible bekisnin, because you can't be yotze at night, so that's why you can use it Erev Pesach on Shabbos, so they made matzah from grape juice. So according to the Rambam, that is matzah shira. According to the Rambam, egg matzah is not. So that's a separate discussion. But you're asking how much? You're asking how much. So, you know, we paskin, this is an issue of chametz. We paskin like the Ramah on, you know, mei peiros, sein machmitzin. That's as long as you don't put in any water. But if you have water and mei peiros, forget about it. That's memaher lahachmitz. So it seems to me all of these matzah shiras are made without any water, period. So even according to the Ramah, that's possible with kisnin, as long as you have the right ingredient. But do not, the matzah shiras that we talk about are do not have any water whatsoever. Okay? It's not fair that you ask a question about Pesach. You know, just, you know, El Al wants you to pay for your Pesach tickets in January. That doesn't mean, though, that you can start asking cautious about Hilchas Pesach in January, you know, that's okay, so the Ramah, and this is how we paskin, the Ramah disagrees, okay, and that you need, and for, what do you need according to the Ramah for this second definition to make it possible b'kisnin? So read this very carefully with me. Ela im kain, what, in other words, when will it be possible b'kisnin? We're back up in the Ramah. Ela im kain yesh bohem Harbe tavlin o dvash. You have to have a lot. He doesn't give you a percentage. He says you have to have a lot of shemen or dvash or chalav. And now he says kimine mesika, like the sweet shekorin lekach. So what is lekach?
It's sweet.
It's very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. So the assumption is, you know,
honey cake.
I mean, we call it today, in modern Yiddish, they call lekach honey cake, no?
Marble cake, sponge cake, it's all called lekach.
Yeah, I thought it was always
it's
honey
in the
cake.
Same family.
Really? Why do you always think it was
when
honey
you talk
cake?
About giving a kish with lekach, it's only three kinds, or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Not the honey cake is not tafke.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense what you're saying, but somehow growing up, yeah. I always used to think that lekach is honey cake. Maybe that's because they always serve. Okay, but anyway, is the Ramah saying that lekach is possible of a kisnin?
Regular cake.
No, but what is he saying here? He's telling us about the quantity of the non-mayim component, right? That's what he's telling us. Where he disagrees with the Mechaber.
Right.
So he's giving you an example. It has to be a lot of tavlin, What does a lot mean? Ki, like. What does ki mean? Like, mine mesika shekarin lekach. If it has that much dvash, like lekach, then it's possible to kiss it. If what has a lot of dvash, like lekach? Your pas. So is lekach considered possible to kiss them? But he says ki, ki mine mesika. What's the difference between lekach and the in our second definition here? Our second definition was isa she'erev bo dvash o shemen o chalav. What does that mean? Isa. What is isa?
Dough.
What is it? Give me the halacha. Belila, belila ava. What is lekach? What is what belila is? It's belila raka. So is the so what's the Rama saying? Is belila raka of lekach considered possible to kiss him?
No, I'm not saying it. You have to be as sweet the other one like this.
Rania's dieti, that's what I think he's saying. He's giving an example about the tam, how much tam there has to be in this blila ova of our pasal baba kisnin. If your blila ova, with your dough, tastes like honey cake, then that's pasal baba kisnin. But he's not saying that honey cake is pasal baba kisnin, because there's a major difference between lekach and the example we're giving. What's the difference?
The
our example is blila ova. Lekach is blila raka. I think that's what's going on here, but I must tell you, you look in a lot of these modern bracha books, and I don't know where they get this from. They talk about cake as if it's possible to kiss them. I don't understand it.
But I tell you one thing, again, I go back to the kakosh. The kakosh is a regular dough, like
a... So kakosh is a pasta barbecue,
then? Exactly, and rolled up in it. It has a lot of chocolate and sugar in it. Which makes
that's the difference. That's the difference between pasal baba kisnin and lekach.
That's the difference.
Right, kakosh is not lekach.
Not lekach.
Okay.
Maybe the fact it's actually called honey cake, not called
honey bread.
Yeah.
Well, how do they call it lekach?
That much an ingredient.
Yes.
It's identified by what is in there.
Yes.
That changes the.
I agree with you. I don't, because we'll see. So for both definitions of pasal baba kisnin, were blila ava, clearly, right? They were both blila ava. The pie was clearly blila ava. This here, the kakush, is clearly blila ava. And we'll see the third definition. Just to finish the Ramah, shekemat hadvash v'tavlim heim ikar. In other words, there's so much dvash and tavlin, it's almost like that's the main taste. V'chein noagim, okay, and the Ramah says, this is how we noheg against the mechaber. So in other words, it has to be almost that the majority of the liquid component is non-mayim. That will be possible because then. But if the liquid non-mayim component is less than 50%, then according to the Ramah, the way we paskin, that's pasgomer. Okay? What's the third definition? V'yesh mefarshim shehu pas. It's nothing but flour and water. Bein mitubeles, bein she'enu mitubeles. Tubeles from the Lashon Tavlin. It has spices. It might have seasons and spices, and it may not have seasons. It could just be flour and water. Breadsticks. She'osim asam ke'ovim yeveshim. They're like very dry. Again, breadsticks is a good example. V'chosasim asam. Now you see here, this is a little bit different than kinuach. I don't think breadsticks you would necessarily have for dessert. But what makes the breadsticks different than regular pas? Kosasim or some. What is kosasim? You munch on them, right? And by munching on them, what's the deficiency because of the munching? There's no soed. There's no soed. Okay? So this definition is a little bit different conceptually than the first two definitions, but really they're the same definition. They're both missing suda. Okay?
Do we have that word kosasim with the chita?
Kosas as a chita. Correct.
Same word, right?
Yeah. So if you munch on a chita, you make a bari priya dhamma. Because that's also because you can only, because it's also very hard. you know, here, munching, I don't know, what is the word, I never thought of the word munching. Something is very hard, you munch on it. What is munch? You nibble at it.
Yeah, you want to take a little piece at a
right,
time.
Little piece at a time, because it's so hard, yeah. So you don't fill up your mouth.
You can just want
to right, so that's what munching
any
is.
Any of these things, any of them, you have to, if you're eating them as a meal, any of them.
Right, if you're covet, so that's what we learned in Sivav. If you covet a suit on these things, and why? Because when you convey a suda, you're no longer munching, you're no longer eating l'kinuach, you're eating l'suda, okay? L'reyavon. If again, you have 5 packs of breadsticks in your knapsack, and you're in the middle of the woods, and you sit down to eat l'reyavon, that's kovei a suda. You got a motzi and berkas hamazon, and it's hilas yadayim.
What about munching on bread?
No, so we said, but munching is only on possible kissing. So bread, okay, lechem gomur, and a mashahu, you make a hamotzi, okay? Because there, it doesn't matter how you eat it. Does not matter how you eat the bread. Yeah.
Bread, we're talking bread per se, if you remember. If you have this whole wheat cracker, which is water and wheat,
that's
nothing
what,
else.
That's
regular,
what,
but like bread, but it's a cracker.
That's
right?
But your kosis on it.
Without right. Wait, so. That, like you say, you coisin so it, but even if you eat 20 crack, it's not made for a soda. It's made for, to begin with, it's made for a soda.
Right, but just like an apple pie is not made for a soda, or a kokosh is not made for soda. But again, you're in the middle of the woods.
Yes,
yeah,
so eat
and 20
crackers.
You eat it l'rei avon. Why you,
okay,
you eat it l'rei avon?
Okay,
to be a soda.
All right, that's it.
Watch TV.
Well, that's different. That you're snacking. You snack yourself to death that way. That's not a suda.
That's why I'm
you're right. That's an interesting thing. There, you eat the quantity, but I don't think it's kriya suda. Something to think about, right?
After
dinner. That's what's the word? Glutton, right? It's gluttonous. Okay.
But you learn also has to be made at a certain time.
Actually, there's a Hebrew that Gemara has. What's the word? And it's kira'af son. Gemara says you should not eat, you know, like Esav, like the way I picture, you know, halitainam and hadom, and then the shafak, like you pour it down your throat. You're not supposed to eat kira'af son, from the word ra'av, re'avon. So, yeah. At the end there, that's a samach. Yeah, it's Aramaic. No, it might be a saf. No, it's a saf. Karaf son.
I think we learned from you that has to be within a certain time also.
Yeah, kriya suda, that's a different thing. Yeah.
If you want to make kriya suda,
we know that. Yeah.
The crackers. If you're eating every 5 minutes a cracker, or every 10 minutes.
That's also true. That's Murray's example. That's
no,
Murray.
You're talking assuming that you're going for a camping. And
correct. Correct.
You really have to eat within
right,
a
that's a good
time
point.
Because I eat, otherwise you don't eat as
right, right. Okay, so let's finish up here. Veheim hanikroim biskunish. Now here they say, that's just crackers. Okay, biscuit, I don't know if it's some biscuit. Okay, now what does the Mechaber say here? V'halacha kedivrei chulam. We paskin like all 3 shitas. In other words, it's sort of a kula. We don't make a hamotzi on any one of these 3 cases. Okay? We treat all 3 of these cases with halacha like pasabah b'kisnim. Shalachal eilu hadvarim nosem dinim shabarnu pasabah b'kisnim. Okay? All right.
French toast, pasabah b'kisnim?
We'll get, no, absolutely not. French toast is bread. That's another sif. What it, we're going to get, they'll be probably in 3-4 weeks. That's something that starts out as bread, and then you process it. But it already is bread. So what is it? What does it have to go through to remove the sheim lechem? That's much harder to do. I've mentioned many times that halacha is one of the most important halachas on Pesach. Because on Pesach, you don't cook with flour. You cook with matzah meal, or you use matzahs. So you're taking something that is lechem. And the whole question halachically is, what process do you have to go through to remove the sheim lechem? That's not what we're doing here. French toast is a motzi, the works. Nothing changed there. Okay? All right. Pizza. Now, we're not going to do pizza tonight. See, I learned already. You know, you want the answer to pizza, you got to come back next week. But what I want to ask you, though, is what is pizza now? Tell me what pizza is. Is it pas? Is it cake? Is it possible? But kisnin, what is pizza?
The third one.
Third one of what? Passover Kislev?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I said? Third. So it's Passover. Which of the three shitas is pizza? Is it like an apple pie? Is it like a kokosh? Or is it like breadsticks?
Like a kokosh.
I think it's
flour and water.
I think it's an apple. It's like a pie.
Yes.
No, isn't the batter in the baking business?
Pizza is butter and flour. It's not like a pie. It's not margarine. There's no margarine in it.
Okay, forget the apple pie. Take a calzone. Okay, yeah. Calzone is also the first case here.
Yeah.
All right, forget what's in the dough, but. But pizza, there's a filling there. A filling doesn't mean that it's wrapped necessarily. See, the reason it's not, again, maybe kokosh, I have to rethink it. See, kokosh may really be like the first case and not the second. Because the second case is, it's Esau, she'erev bo dvash ho'shemen. You know, while you're being megalgel the dough, you're first making the dough. You've got these other ingredients in there. Okay? Pizza's not like that. Pizza, you start out with regular dough, raw dough. Okay? And so, right now, kokosh, I don't know. Which
kokosh, you start the same thing, raw dough from challah.
Yeah.
You take the chocolate.
Kokosh. So, what we said before, then, is not correct. Kokosh is like pizza, is the first case.
Exactly.
It's more like an apple pie that would has a solid dough.
Again,
I said that has a complete dough. Yeah, that's in that sense. But the second case is where, when you are kneading and mixing the dough, you put in other ingredients. That's not kokosh. Okay?
Yeah, so next week
you
got to bring in a bunch of.
I have to bring
it.
Well,
we're going to go to Butterflake. I told you.
They don't have good cockers.
They don't have good cockers.
Only
I used to see her baking.
I'm not
so
sure about your mother.
Yeah.
I used to stand watching her. And it's exactly you.
All right. So that's like pizza. Okay. So pizza is the first. I think you're right. Pizza would be pasta barbekissen. Okay. So, based on what we learned tonight, what would you say is the bracha on pizza? Based on what we learned tonight, we don't know anything else.
Depends
how much you eat. If I eat less than a kviya suda, sparim mina mezonos. If I'm koveya suda, then I have to make a motzi.
Then it says you don't go by what you feel like, but the average.
What the other? What the average person?
Because what is really the average today? I'm asking you.
Okay, we're not going
to slices.
Not going to do that. Not going to get into it.
No,
not going
to.
Not going to get into it tonight. But that's where the original pizza psak comes from. Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein, 35 years ago when pizza first came out, 40 years ago. It's more than that already. It's 45, almost 50 years it first came out. So Rav Moshe's first psak in the 60s was two slices. Two slices you have to wash. It was based on quantity. That has the circumstances have changed today. And Emir Hashem, we're going to do Sifu Dalit, talks about Pashtita, and that is really the din of the way pizza is usually eaten today. All right, you know, we just have 2 minutes here. I want to show you one thing here. Yeah, just look in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Dalet. So just where the Rama said the Chenoagim, so the Mishnah Brura confirms there, She'ofin Lelecha Mishnah Pas Im Ma'at Shemen V'Tavlin. This is the way we make our Lecha Mishnah, with a little bit of oil, with a little bit of spices and seasoning. So that is considered Paskamur according to the Ramah, and that's how we Paskin. V'chein hiskimu ha'achronim v'halacha kipsak harama. Okay, so you see already, this is our minhag. Of course, Sfaradim will hold differently. Okay? Yeah. This is very interesting. One other thing. Now, to the right of the Mishnah Brura is the Be'er Halacha. And that's again the Mishnah Brura. That's the Chazon Ish, right? So what's the Be'er Halacha? It's where the Chazon Ish takes the opportunity to elaborate on certain things that he referred to in the Mishnah Brura. So if you look almost smack in the middle, it's like a Dibur HaMaschil, Shekemat HaDvash VaTavlim Heim Ikor. You have that? Mine is much easier to read than yours. I have the modern Mishnah Brura. Can you find it? There's an asterisk. Yeah, right here. You see the asterisk on it's in the middle.
Yeah.
So again, that goes on with the Ramah, on the Ramah's Shita again. The only time it's possible to be Kisnin is when you have almost the primary part of the taste is going to be the additives, the honey and so on. So he says, I'm Mishnah Brura Mashikasa, V'chein Batsir HaRishon V'chule. Ulefize, according to this psak of the Ramah, Ha'isa She'osim Bepurim. Now what we do, I don't think it's necessarily exactly our Hamantashen, but see what you think he's describing. So what the dough that they make on Purim, umemalin osa bishumshamim. So shumshamim is
sesame.
Is what?
Sesame.
Sesame, right. So the sesame is in the isa, correct? It's not like a pie filling, right? You don't use sesame seeds as a pie filling. This is the example where this is the second example of the second shita. In the dough itself, you mix it in, right? So the Be'er Halacha says, lo niftal mimeno shein pas. Be'ad sheyu hashumshumim harbe, asheyia minker tam hashumshumim yoser mitam ha'isa. So again, following the Ramos Psak, if you're going to, in the dough, you're going to mix sesame, there's got to be so much sesame that the taste of the sesame will overpower the taste of the dough.
And that. Thing.
Oh, yeah, what do you call it? You see, in the Arab shuk, they sell that.
My brother is very popular with this.
It's a lot of shumshumim.
A lot, it's full of shumshumim. There's no sugar, nothing. Just shumshumim and dough.
Ah, so that
it's more shumshumim than dough.
Ah, that's right. Don't you see the round things? You always see the Arabs.
And the carts.
Right, and the carts. The round things and the carts have all these shumshumim on them.
Right by Shah Ashkel.
Right. So that would be. You see it in the Rova also, you know. There's one Arab bakery in the middle of the Rova. You know, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's always been there. And
this is all over the
Anyway, so that would only what you're describing, what the Arabs have there, that would be possible to kiss them.
Yeah.
But what the Be'er Halacha is saying, with the amount of sesame seeds of shumshumim that we mix into the Isan Purim, it's not that much. Yeah. Now that's a problem. Okay. What does he say? Va pi rov, usually, ha'isa shel Purim she'osim bizmanenu ein bo shumshumim kol kach. So he's saying in our days, it doesn't have that much shumshumim. Okay? Now, by the way, you can see this is not our hamantashen, because there's no filling here. So there's a problem now. What he's describing, what they make on Purim with the sesame and the dough, and it's not that much sesame taste overpower the dough, what bracha should you be making on that?
Hamotzi.
Ubiprat shelechem hahu ein asui bizmanenu likinuach ulesanug. And we don't make this kind of bread for dessert. See what he says? Ulesanug. Recreational eating. Okay, is that a good translation of sanug? Okay. Kamosha zakur harishonim v'pasavo b'kisnim. Because that's the definition of pasavo b'kisnim. Likinuach ulesanug, right? Here you see it, black and white, as we said before. But rather, how do they eat this bread? Rak lizboa. We eat this l'reyavon. V'lechem gomorhu. So this kind of stuff that they made on Purim is lechem gomor. It's not our hamantashen. Because our hamantashen, the hamantashen also has stuff in it, right?
Yeah.
But we put in fillings in there, right? So it's like the first.
Dessert,
that's definitely like the first pasuk. Even if there's not enough in the dough of the hamantashen, it fits the category of pasul b'kisnin because of the filling. So, you know, either way, you've got pasul b'kisnin. V'chein kasav hagras b'siduro. Efshad b'zmana hoya asui b'ofen achel l'kinuach b'alma. Okay, so others talk about, you see, even in Tosas, we had, I don't know if you remember, we saw in Tosas, they said, so they weren't sure on Purim whether you could even be koveya sud on what they were making because it was very, very flaky. Okay, so they made things on Purim, obviously, that were different than the way they made them the rest of the year by putting a lot of extra ingredients in one way or the other, and it caused issues, you know, on what bracha you make. So again, I saw in one of the bracha books, they talk about Purim here as if this is Hamantash. This is not Hamantash.
Yes, no,
I didn't understand that.
No,
okay. All right, Rabbi, say Adkan.